Our reading today is from John chapter 1. You were probably given a Bible as you came in. If you want to have a look, it will be on page 1063. I'm actually doing verses 1 to 5, not 1 to 15. Before we start, I'll just do a quick prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it tells us about Jesus and his rescue plan. Please help us to know more about you as Nathan comes and explains it to us in a minute. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is the word of the Lord.
Lovely, thanks Esther very much. Now children, there's a bit of space up the front. Do you want to come and join me? Because I'm going to need your help. Just be brave, come round. And I'm going to invite Bridget to come and join me as well. Because I want to ask Bridget a few questions. So children, that's right, you can stay there, bring your sheep. If the camels want to come as well, that'll be great. Excellent. Bridget, you come and join me. There we go. Everyone settled? Everyone ready? Now, can anyone tell something is going to happen to Bridget and Adam? Hopefully not this morning, but in the next few weeks. Can anyone tell? Anyone know what's going to happen? Yeah? She's going to have a baby. That's right. She's going to have a baby. When, Bridget, when is your baby due?
Month tomorrow, so 4 weeks.
4 weeks. That's very exciting. Yeah. Now, when you have your baby, what are you expecting to happen in the sort of weeks ahead? What sort of things are going to happen with your baby?
Okay. I'm expecting to not get a lot of sleep,
yep.
To be awake a lot at night and survive through the days. I'm expecting to go through a lot of, if our boys are anything to go by, I go through about 10 nappies a day, at least. I'm expecting to be quite nervous of how small and fragile the baby is with having two big brothers and just having to keep an eye on handling stuff like that. Yeah, I'm expecting it to be great, really exciting, and to, as well. Sorry, that's great having a baby. It's different the third time round. Bit more aware, no.
Good, it'll be fantastic. Now, do you think it's going to stay like that? So after the first few months and year or so, feeding and nappies will change. Do you think it'll stay the same for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years with your baby?
I hope not. I hope I'll start getting more sleep and the baby will start liking to sleep at night time more as the year goes on. I'm hoping that the cost of nappies will go down as the baby needs less nappies. I'm hoping that as the baby gets bigger and more sturdy, I'll feel safer leaving it in the presence of its older brothers. And yeah, I'm hoping it'll develop a character, and me and Adam and the boys will get to know it and get to know what it's like and its character and more over the year.
And over the years, he'll be a little boy or a little girl, and then a teenager, and then an adult. So he or she won't stay as a baby, will they? They'll grow and develop.
Keep feeding it, yeah.
And keep feeding it and keep growing. Fantastic. Thanks, Bridget, very much. Should we give her a round of applause? I'm going to go up here because you can see me. Can you see me down there? Is that all right? Excellent. Great. Now, this morning we've heard all... This is very high. So, I feel great power up here. 6 feet above contradiction. Anyway, we've heard all about Jesus, haven't we? He's the baby in the crib. But what I want to explain to you this morning is that Jesus doesn't stay in the crib. Just as Adam and Bridget's little baby, we pray, will grow from being a little baby up to a young man or a woman. Actually, Jesus didn't stay in the stable. He grew up to become a man. And what we're going to discover this morning from John's Gospel is actually John tells us that Jesus is much more than a baby in a crib. See, the problem is, with our little baby here, if I can just borrow baby Jesus down here, very, very gently, is if we leave Jesus in the crib, he's much safer there, isn't he? But actually, the Jesus that we read about in John's Gospel is a Jesus of extraordinary power, one who every knee must bow to one day. So that's what we're going to look at this morning. So we're going to ask first a question. Who is Jesus? That's our first question. Let's put baby Jesus back. Who is Jesus? And grown-ups, if you've got your Bibles open, have a look at John 1, 1 to 2. Children, you need to listen very carefully because I'm going to ask you some questions. John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Now, children, can you understand who the Word is here? Who's John talking about here? Who do you think? Yeah. Laddie? Jesus. The Word is Jesus. Jesus is God's final Word. He is everything he needs to tell us in Christ. And John says that Jesus has been around from the beginning. That's amazing, isn't it? From the beginning of time, from the beginning of the universe. Right at the start, Jesus has been there. How on earth can someone live that long? Well, you can only live that long if you're God, if you are the eternal God. So right at the start, John is saying, Jesus is God. The Word was God. Just have a think about that for a moment. We live a very few years, don't we? Here's a picture of my family from the 1930s. And can you see that? Look at that, it's amazing. That is a picture of all the Butteries from about 1930, we think. And some of them, we don't know who their names are. I think pretty much all of them are now dead. Well, they are. And that family wedding in 1930-ish was a very happy event. But everyone has now gone. Have a look at this slide. How about this one? Who's this? Anyone know? Yeah? Not Queen Elizabeth. Good try. Jelena? Queen Victoria. Very good. Queen Victoria. She's now the second longest monarch in our country after Queen Elizabeth exceeded her. She was very powerful in her time. Who's this? Anyone know? Yeah? Henry VIII, yeah, he was a very powerful monarch back in the 16th century, did some good things, did a lot of naughty things, but he was a very powerful monarch. He's gone. Has anyone been to this place? Anyone been? Maddie, you've been everywhere, that's amazing. What's this place? Stonehenge. Has anyone else been to Stonehenge? Samuel, have you been to Stonehenge? Have you? All right, okay, great. Amazing. I don't think you were alive at the time, but anyway, or in utero. Yeah, that's Stonehenge. Does anyone know, grown-ups, does anyone know how old Stonehenge is? Roughly, give or take 25 years. It was, they think, built in around about 2,500 years BC. So that is 4,500 years old. Did anyone see this picture on the BBC website this week? Does anyone know what that is? Yeah. It's a cave painting. Well done. Can you remember how old it's supposed to be? It's about 44,000 years old, so experts tell us. And it's a picture of a sort of beast, an oriok or something, attacking people or being attacked. Amazing, isn't it? But my family and those people that painted that picture there are just a blink in the eye in eternity. God is eternal. He's been there forever. And Jesus is that God. So kings and queens and civilizations and people like us come and go, but Jesus remains forever. Now, grown-ups, I want you to bear with me for a moment because I'm going to speak to the children for a minute or two. You can listen in, but just listen carefully. Children, are you ready? Because I want to tell you never ever to forget who Jesus is. See, we might think Jesus is just a baby in a crib. John says he's not. He's actually your God and my God. He is the living God. And that's really important. If you forget everything else this Christmas time, remember that Jesus is God. Now, children, in a moment we're going to sing. I'm just going to speak to the grown-ups for a minute. Can you listen in? You can listen because you need to check I'm telling them the truth. Okay. Because grown-ups, there is an implication for us with Jesus as well. that he is so much bigger and greater than we often give him credit for. Jesus is the God before whom one day every knee will bow. And that is every knee willingly and unwillingly. Some won't want to bow the knee to Jesus at the end of time, but every knee will have to. Here's a picture of a man called Charles Lamb, who was a writer, I think back in the 18th century or so. And he once had a dinner party where he and some guests were discussing great people of the past and how it would be interesting if they could meet them. And one of them said, well, it would be lovely if Shakespeare could turn up. And then someone else said, well, maybe it would be great if Jesus were to turn up from history. And there was a moment's silence, and Charles Lamb said, if Shakespeare came into the room, we'd all stand up. If Jesus came into the room, we would all fall flat on our faces in adoration. And I wonder if you and I would say the same this Christmas time, that Jesus is the living God, he is the Word, and we need to bow the knee to him. So that's what John wants us first to learn. Who is Jesus? He is God himself. We're going to sing a song which shows us all that Jesus has done for us. So let's stand. Children, you can stand where you are. And we'll sing together. Great. Do take a seat. Children, you sit down where you are. Now, what have we learned so far? We've seen that Jesus, who is Jesus? He is the Word. He is God. And that has been an amazing thing. But secondly, what does Jesus do? What does Jesus do? And we're going to see two things. One, he's the creator. Now, to help us with this, is anyone good at building things of Lego? Who's good? Emily, do you want to come and help me? Right, I've got some Lego here. And you've got about 90 seconds to build something while I make this point. Okay? There you go. Off you go. The clock is ticking. All right? Feeling pressured? Okay, right. We'll press on. Now, have a look at verse 3. Grown-ups, if you've shut your Bible, just open it again on John 1:1063. While Emily's building, let me read to you verse 3. Just think, John is speaking this verse about Jesus. Just listen. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Isn't that extraordinary? Everything in the entire universe has been made through Jesus Christ, through the Word. As if we didn't get it, John puts it both positively and negatively. So through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. It really is incredible. In other words, everything we see around us has been made through Jesus Christ, through the Word of God. And he spoke it into being. It wasn't there before he turned up. He's been there forever. No, he spoke it into being. It came about through him. Just have a think about some of the things in our beautiful world. How about this? That is a picture of the Milky Way. Can everyone see? Isn't that lovely? I don't know where they saw that, but that's the Milky Way. Or how about... think about you and me. Aren't we amazing? Do you think we're amazing as human beings? Maddie, you are amazing. Don't shake your head. You're amazing. We're all amazing. We may not feel that about ourselves sometimes, but as human beings, we are incredible. God has made us so intricately. How about this? Does anyone know where that is? That's a picture of the Lake District. It's beautiful, isn't it? Absolutely stunning. How about this? That it is, in fact, a penguin. Now, can anyone tell me what kind of penguin it is? That's a good effort, Samuel. It's not a king penguin. It is an... it's what?
He said
a
normal one.
A normal one. Good effort. It's an emperor penguin, yeah. With some emperor chicks, five little emperor chicks. Isn't that cute? Emperor penguins are amazing. God's creation is amazing. And everything is made... through Jesus. Everything that came into being through the Word of God. Now, let's see how Emily's getting on. Your time's up, Emily. Oh, well, that's amazing. Just, do you want to explain what it is? Do you want to stand up? What is this construction?
I don't know.
Let me reveal it to the world.
A car.
It is a car with a sort of sail on the back. And you know, a little antennae on the front. Well done, that's very good for about a minute and a half. Thank you very much. Now, can I ask you, you made that out of the Lego that was in the box. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you make the Lego in the first place?
No.
No, okay. Did you bring the Lego into being just out of nothing?
No.
No. So you made this out of Lego?
Yeah.
Great, thank you very much. See, the point is, Emily has done a spectacular construction, but she's only made it out of what was already there. Jesus brought the world into being, God through Jesus, out of nothing. And that is amazing. Everything we see through the Son. But not only is Jesus the Creator, he's also, secondly, the Saviour. Have a look at what John says in verse 4. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So Jesus doesn't just give life to his creation at the start. He gives new life to spiritually dead people like you and me. And he brings us from darkness to light. That's why Christmas is such a beautiful time. We talk a lot about light and darkness at Christmas time, don't we? We'll be thinking about that tonight in our carol service. And actually, Jesus Christ brings us from death to life, from darkness to light. How does he do it? Well, it is by dying on a cross. And you cannot understand Christmas without Easter. The crib leads to the cross. And you can't understand the work of Jesus without both those events. He plunged himself into darkness so that we can know the light of knowing God. Just as we finish, I want to take us back to Queen Victoria. There she is. This week I discovered two remarkable quotes by Queen Victoria. The first thing was this. She said, "I cannot wait to meet Jesus, because when I do, I will cast my crown before him." Queen Victoria ruled over one of the most impressive empires the world has ever known. And yet in humility, she said, "There is a greater monarch, the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day I will take off my little crown and put it before Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Jesus is God. But the second thing she said was this. I came across this quote as well. She was visiting an old lady in a very poor part of London. And as Queen Victoria was about to leave, the Queen said, "Is there anything I can do for you?" And the woman said, "Yes, ma'am, Your Majesty, you can meet me in heaven." And that's what the Queen said in return. She said, "Yes, I'll be there, but only because of the blood that was shed on the cross for you and me." Isn't that extraordinary? That to even a monarch like Victoria recognized that she had to humble herself and ask for forgiveness from the Lord Jesus who died for her. So as we finish looking at John 1, can I ask what you make of Jesus this Christmas time? He is both God, who is the Creator and the Saviour. And all of us, like Victoria, need to bow the knee to him to receive him as our Saviour and Lord. And only when we've done that will we really get what Christmas is all about. Let's pray, shall we, as we finish. Gracious Lord, we thank you so much for your kindness to us in reminding us this morning of who Jesus is, God in the flesh, the one who flung stars into space, who brought about the world, who made us. And we thank you, not only are you our God, Lord Jesus, and our Creator, but also our Saviour, the one who came into our world to die for us on a cross, that we might be forgiven. Help each one of us to humble ourselves before you, to receive your rescue, and to live with you as our King. Amen. Amen. Well, children, you've been great. Well done. Thanks for your help. Do you want to go back to your seats? And